Now by the poll sitter for tomorrow night's KC Masterpiece 400, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number four.
Shucks.
Bush Light Ford, sorry, brain dead. Kevin, talk a little bit about your qualifying run and what it means to come into Kansas on a after winning the Dover.
Yeah, this has been a really good racetrack for us through the years, and I think obviously when you look at qualifying day, it's also been just one of those places that kind of fits what we do. So it's been an entertaining day. We've had a lot of things to work through today, but I think today is one of those days where you look at the team and you're like, man, those guys are really good at what they do. Nobody panics and really shows the experience and just patience that all those guys have that they've gained and learned. And I think you look at the experience of the team and it just seems to keep getting better. So that's fun to be a part of.
Good. We'll open it up to questions. We'll start in the back with Todd.
Hey, welcome back, Kevin. Todd Palmer with Kansas City Star. Are you going to give anybody else a chance this weekend?
I hope not. I have no plans to.
I mean, this is, I think, the fourth pole you've won here? I think you won three in a row at one point. You said that this track is really good for your team, what you guys do. Can you expand on that? I mean, what about this track jibes with what you guys do?
That's a good question. I have no idea, but it just seems to work. And I think when you come here as a group, we look at this racetrack and just say, hey, we expect to qualify well, we expect to race well, and just because of the past results and the way that it kind of fits everything that we do. So it's I wish I could tell you more than that, but it's just one of those places that just works for us.
Come up front to Jeff.
Jeff Buck from JeffBuck.com. So when the car is in the inspection line, I mean, do you have any sort of nerves then? Or are you just like, okay, I'm thinking about my lap. When I do get in the car, is there any worry? Like, what goes in through your head when you're waiting through all that?
It's kind of like the weather. I don't have any control of it. And I try to just, think about what I'm doing. Those guys are doing everything that they can do to get the most out of the race car. And that's what I want them to do. And, sometimes it's too much and sometimes you get through and sometimes you don't. But they do a really good job of managing the system. And when I speak of the experience of the team, I think that's another piece that they do really – they do a lot of things really, really well. But managing things is something that I feel like they're really good at. So for me, I just sit back and let them do their jobs. If we miss qualifying and start in the back, that's just, one of those days that, didn't all work out. And it's really nothing that I can control.
Any additional questions for Kevin? Kirk?
Kirk Elliott, RacingBoys.com. This is a night race. We're getting into the time of the year. We're starting in the daytime. Race daytime, finish off in the dark. Just kind of... What are some of the things that you think will change as the race goes on that'll be a lot different than when you start the race?
Well, there's definitely going to be a swing in the racetrack, and even if we didn't go from day to night, I mean, obviously that's just a temperature change in the surface of the racetrack and the ambient temperature as well. But I think when you look at this racetrack in general, it really widens out, and I think as you saw in practice, a lot of guys running fast at the end of practice. Running up in the higher groove where the rubber's not burned in yet, so it's it'll depend on how much the trucks run up the racetrack tonight and how much they get cleaned off and how much they use that top lane as to what happens in the first half of the race, because it'll definitely go through a transition in the first half of the race as the lanes move up against the wall. So it's a racy racetrack, and you got to keep track of the balance change throughout the night as it goes from day to night, and also keep up with the ever changing racetrack as the groove moves up to the wall.
All right, well, Kevin, thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow night.